Throughout Liberia, houses were chalked up with numbers. A catchy tune about the census was played on the airwaves, and billboards were erected, reminding villagers to stay home for 3 days starting Friday to properly be counted. Thousands of census takers are knocking on doors again from the capital Monrovia to remote, barely accessible areas trying to count Liberians. Health Minister Walter Gwenegali says this war-delayed exercise is crucial.
The census is important for many things in the country. And for us, if you want to put facilities in communities based on the size of the population, it helps you for better distribution of your resources and to meet the needs of the people that you have to work with.
Despite long years of conflict and hundreds of thousands of people killed, Liberia's birth rate appears to have remained very high. Gwenegali says it will be interesting to determine how many young people there really are in Liberia.
Most of our people are young. Most of the Liberian people are young. Then you can design programs to meet the needs of the different groups based on there are certain diseases that will affect certain age groups.
He says health surveys actually helped with statistics for organizing the 2005 post-war elections, but that the census should be more precise.
When we were doing polio eradication, we had to work with the community people, and we did rough estimates of population sizes and the number of children. So you have some information based on which you were able to say, we think we have this many persons in this county or in this district, and assign numbers to them for us to have done the election that brought in over 60 representatives and 30 senators. So there have been some information there that we have been using. But it would be better we have a clearer view when we do the statistics.
Catherine Bozy, a community health specialist in a rural, remote area, also wants the census to be a success.
This is very, very important. We are very happy for the census because it will help us to know the population of the community, and it will also help us to know how many community health workers we should be recruiting per population. Because if you want a community health worker to take care of 2,000 persons, he would not be too effective.
There has been some confusion in a heavily illiterate population about what the census is for. Some Liberians say they thought it was for them to pay taxes or for young men to be recruited in the post-conflict army, while others thought they would be getting free food, school funds, and household equipment if, for example, they said their children were not going to school, even if they were, and that they had no television, fridge, or generator, even if they did. Government officials say a nation must have a census and that its cost will be worthwhile. They say the main objective is to better allocate mostly donor-funded budget money for development. Nico Columbant, VOA News, Dakar.